Thank you very much, Tom. Fantastic stuff there, as ever, from the eye of the whole system. Okay, look, calm down, people. We are actually on air. Goodness me, James just realised. Sometimes you just think you get a person who's actually born in Texas sorting out headphones. You think, whoa, where are we going?
Putting together an audio show which entertains and educates the globe is a piece of cake. When you've got the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition teams on the case for Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.
Yeah, we're finished now. Holly, I put this down to you opening up that umbrella in the studio before the end of the show.
I know. Shall I go and put
First thing that actually happened,
needs
Cameron.
To be dry.
Her eggs just fell out completely. It was amazing.
So many jokes, so little time.
I'll just clarify that box of mini eggs that fell all over my back.
Exactly, but still, you know, in the whole scheme of things, I mean, I sense a country song coming on just to talk about that.
There you go. Yeah. I dropped my eggs in San Francisco. There you go.
I think that says it all in ways that's just so perfectly wonderful. I just can't go any further. Holly and Fatini, of course, you are our official Midweek Drive at dancers, which is wonderful. And Fatini, you'll be actually sort of performing at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre shortly with your dance, will you not?
Yes, it is this Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah,
I'm working this Sunday, so you'll see me.
So can people go along to the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre to actually see you this Sunday?
Yes, they can. Tickets are £5. I don't think we've sold out, so if you come along on the day, it should be fine.
A mere £5.
Yes. And it starts at 2:30.
2:30. Fantastic stuff. So there we are. That's at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Is it called anything if people want to actually say, or do they say, I want to see that Fatini F. Statue?
No, it's called Dance Fever.
It's called Dance Fever. Very
and there's good. 12 different styles.
12 different styles? Mm-hmm. That's almost as many styles as you actually have in a Cobra Elite cheerleading scenario, isn't it?
I know two styles.
What are those two styles?
The pogo and the worm. Those are the two styles that I know.
I can't do either of those.
Well, you know, the pogo and the war and the worm. It sort of makes sort of wonderful sense there. Anyway, you might sort of think, give some structures to the programme, for goodness sakes. You know, it's a midweek drive. You've got to at least have a traffic report. No. We're going to go on to Shane Chisholm and your first choice. In fact, this week's choice, it's another top scenario, which has been released globally on the whole world. Gabriella, are you ready for this?
I'm always ready.
James, are you ready for this?
I can't wait.
Yeah, and James, of course, who met a couple of Mormons whilst he was coming onto the show. He's actually got their card and everything. It's fantastic. We won't talk about that. It's not going to be a religious scenario. Holly, are you ready?
Very ready.
Fatini?
I'm ready.
Go, Cameron.
All right, Shane Chisholm is... we've worked with Shane before about 3 years ago, and he's written with Jolia. He's a really talented guy. Something that makes him a little bit unique is he builds instruments out of stuff. One of his famous things is a stand-up bass that he made out of the gas tank from Chevy Astro Van. He's also, for ice hockey fans, he's made a bass out of a Stanley Cup, which was essentially taken from bits and pieces that he bought at IKEA. He's just a really talented guy who builds stuff and plays music. He did this song to benefit Southern Alberta flood victims. Last year in Southern Alberta in Canada, there was some really bad flooding, much like there's been in the UK this past year. And Shane did this album. The flooding inspired the song, and he's released the song worldwide, and he's also doing benefits to raise money for flood victims. Right now, on the CBC in Canada, they are featuring this song, and you can vote for it. So if you go to blowaway.ca, you can vote for the song, and that'll really help Shane out. But here it is. The song is called Blow Away on Siren FM.
Perhaps not. A little bit of excessive blowing there.
Blow away. I'd like to feel we push
those boundaries there. Shane Chisholm, singer, songwriter, recording artist, 4-time CCMA, that's Canadian Country Music Association Award winner, hailing, of course, from the farmer rancher town of Claresholm, Alberta, Canada. Simple man with a lot to say. What did we make of that, Gabriella?
I really liked it. It was very, very country. So it was
it
great.
It was, wasn't
yeah,
it?
It was great, yeah. actually. Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah.
It was so country, I just don't think we could get more country, really.
It felt like I was in Texas or
pure,
something.
Pure country. James.
Is it too much of a pun to say I was blown away? But yeah, it was good. It was really good.
We worked on that one, Cameron. 2 days. Yeah. Hard, blood, sweat and tears. Another band entirely.
The rehearsal paid off.
Exactly. Holly.
It would have matched that nice weather we had like 2 weeks ago, but...
Yeah. Now, that's what you call intermittent spring,
that's
okay?
True.
In Britain at present, spring is intermittent.
It is.
We haven't sprung forward as yet. We haven't lost that hour. Yeah. This weekend, of course, just in time for the dance routine, of course, we actually sort of move forward 1 hour.
That's true.
Got to move forward. Fatini.
We'll be back to our normal times. That'll be good.
Exactly. Fatini, what did you make of Shane Chisholm?
Just like Holly said, perfect summer song.
Perfect summer song.
Yeah.
Was that a sort of CGI backdrop that he's standing in front of, by the way, or is that a genuine tornado? Because somebody actually should tell him, actually, oi, Shane, let's get a move on. There's a tornado behind you.
That's just the beauty of having an art director doing your album covers.
There's always one way forward. It's fantastic. An art director does it. Okay, Gabriella, any questions that you want to throw down Cameron's way? I take that as a no, then. Let's move on. Fatini, thoughts from yourself?
Next person.
No, Holly.
I haven't actually been
speechless.
On here for a while.
Speechless.
So what have you, honestly, exactly. What have you been up to? Did I miss last week?
So much.
So
just
much.
Thank the Lord for podcasts is all I can say.
Okay, I'll have a listen.
That's very good. Yeah. James, last two questions, please.
Have you had a reasonably interesting experience with us today, Cameron?
I have.
And can I assume that you'll be joining us again next week?
Well, since Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming back to do another Terminator movie, I'll answer like this.
Yes.
How exciting does that make us, eh? Much more uplifting than the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead Crash Test Dummies.
Hi, this is Becca.
This is Alex.
This is Amy. From
Jive Pony.
And you're listening to the Midweek Jive on Siren FM.
Thank you very much. Of course, if you're able to join us for the Linkages show, which I believe, Fatini, you may well be sort of holding your sort of trip down from Hampshire to be part of the Linkages show.
Yes.
You'll be able to see Jive Pony, equine gymnastics and jiving on a horse.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting.
Exactly. Holly, you hopefully will be there as well.
I love the Linkages show.
This is great stuff. James might have left. Gabriella, hopefully, will bring back in some way, shape, or form. I'll
be there in spirit.
Of course. Gin, vodka, alcohol, all these kind of things are naturally.
Not that spirit.
Precisely. Phil Leonis would like to say, coffee, check, pancakes, check. Still in my pyjamas. Yep, it must be time for the Midweek Drive. Alex, left you a top-notch programme for Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting in the UK. You can listen live now and hear me in my 11:30 a.m. Pacific time slot for 1 week only, because next week back to 10:30. We don't have a time delay with respect to Jersey, do we, Anna Lewis?
No, we don't. No, it's not that far, really, from the mainland.
And yet, how many people in the studio have been to Jersey? Holly, have you been to Jersey?
No.
Fatini?
No, but my grandparents have.
Fatini Estathiou's grandparents have visited Jersey.
Yes.
Did they come back with positive sort of vibes?
Really liked it.
Astounding. Did they meet Anna Lewis, perhaps? There is a little plaque, I think, that she's got around the library saying Anna Lewis is based here.
Probably not. They probably won't be able to read it. They're Greek.
I don't know. I mean, do you cater for the Greek tourists, Anna, in Jersey?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because we've been looking at Japanese books about local subjects. So, I mean, if we can cope with Japanese books in the collection, I'm sure we could cope with Greek ones as well.
I think there's a definite line there. Yeah, very much so. And, of course, Greek to Gibraltar, it's the same letter of the alphabet.
All the G's.
All the G's, precisely so. And you've yet to make your way to Jersey, I believe,
no,
Gabriella.
No, I haven't.
I know. Yeah. Well, so we're going to have to sort this
maybe
out.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, James?
Oh, sadly not, no.
Never mind. It falls as ever at this time of the programme for another note from a very small island from, of course, your good self, Anna, to say share what's been happening in the world of Anna Lewis this week that we need to share with our siren listener for 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
Well, the island is not exactly bathed in sunshine, but we've had some pretty good days. And the latest news in Jersey is that two poor men who'd gone out fishing on a small vessel came across a freak wave and actually were caught underneath their boats. And for sure luck would have it, there was another fishing vessel nearby, and they were rescued. But you suddenly do not realise how horrible the weather, the tides are in Jersey until you're on a boat. So my recommendation to Gabrielle is never to come by boat. If you can fly, it's the better option.
Do you think she's some kind of ex-person mutant with wings? I mean, you know, obviously flying with an aeroplane, presumably.
Yeah, I like to fly. I do it quite often, obviously, living abroad and stuff. So, I haven't really been on boats too much, travelling. Mm. Don't particularly like the sea as much as the sky.
No, I wouldn't go by sea.
Flying's quicker, isn't it? I'm guessing flying's
quicker. Just over half an hour, actually, from Gatwick.
That's
not that
bad.
Far. No, not far.
Well, there we have it. Fatini, any questions you'd like to put to Anna about Jersey, life and times, or, you know, anything else you'd like to share?
Is Jersey nice on a summer's day?
On a summer's day, it's lovely. There are lots of coastal walks on the north part of the island, which is quite high up. The town area has been redeveloped in the last 20 years, and it's not charming any longer, which is a shame, but whereas Guernsey is, actually, if you get a chance to go to our next-door neighbour, which is actually nearer to England, there is a much nicer feel to it. It's much more undisturbed by modern, ghastly architecture. But the north coast is rough and wild and interesting. So is the west.
Much but like James Cason, then, basically. Rough, wild,
but
interesting.
The south is just rough, not so good.
Just pushing your masculinity things, James, it's important.
We'd
just like to thank our resident tweeter, that would be Jeff Thompson, who's actually just put on the line for Siren, which, of course, you can contact us on through our tweets scenario. Are you a tweeter at all, Anna? Do you tweet?
I created a tweet thing ages ago, but I can't even remember what it is.
Never use it. Well. Anyway, at SirenFM is our tweet handle, so to speak.
Okay.
That's at SirenFM. And nice to sort of see that you can listen to us on TuneIn, all sorts of that. I don't know why I'm reading this tweet out, actually. It's got no news value whatsoever, other than being a wonderful piece of information. Anyway, life could... Are you tweeting at this moment in time, Gabrielle?
I'm not tweeting at this moment in time,
oh.
But... I tweet every so often, but it's not very good tweets. It's just like pictures of pugs. I have
ducks.
Oh my god, I'm so jealous. I love them so much, and I just tweet pictures of pugs, and I have no life.
Yeah, do you ever get the feeling that you've actually sort of dug into a whole range of a show which is really going to just stretch into all sorts of things? Would you like to know, Anna, why Jamie Anderson couldn't reach us last week? Or we can
yes,
reach
I
Jamie.
Did, actually. What happened?
Because he was on a mobile network which shut down. Oh, no!
Oh, you're joking.
We might say, or not, as the case may be. Hopefully he's with us now. We've got a landline. We'll be going to him in a few moments from now, just after Holly Cox. That's the Holly Cox, I'll have you know. Front of house manager for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre and top Cobra Elite, Lincolnshire Cobra Elite cheerleader. And indeed, Holly, your parents actually run a fine eating establishment in the northern part of the county, in Doncaster, is that right?
Gainsborough.
Yes. Yes.
But hello, and sufficient.
Do they listen to the show in Gainsborough? They could do, of
they
course.
They could if they wanted to.
If they wanted to. That's so could about 6 million people on the planet, if they wanted
exactly.
to. Whatever. You know, if you'd like to listen to the show, feel free to do so.
Dad would be on the way to work.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gabriella, do your parents listen if they want to? Fine. Uncle Douglas, is he on?
Yeah, he is on.
Suddenly there's a panic in terms of our entire sort of structure goes down the tubes in all sorts of ways. Anyway, Holly, last two questions for Anna, please.
Anna, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic meet with us this evening?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Good. And can we hope to hear from you again next week?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah,
if you still want me.
Yeah, let's give her a live round of applause. Yeah, very good.